This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
The Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. This week's player is Knicks forward Precious Achiuwa, who in Sunday's 97-92 win over the Sixers had four blocked shots. The Knicks as a team had 11 blocked shots and held Philly to their lowest point output since March 12th, where they scored just 79 points also against the Knicks. And the Knicks will try to close out the Sixers tonight at the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden. We'll talk some more hoops throughout the show, but now let's get back to the NFL gridiron. We welcome in a former NFL defensive end, played many years for the Chicago Bears, did make two Pro Bowls, and now does a great job, NBC Sports Chicago. Bears in the news very much so, with Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze being two of the picks going to Chicago in the first 10 picks of the NFL draft. And Alex Brown is kind enough to join us right now on the Zach Gelb Show. Alex, appreciate it. Thanks so much. How you been?
I've been great, man. Thanks for having me, Zach.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. So, a lot of excitement in Chicago. They had seven wins a year ago. We know the brilliant trade that they made to get the number one overall pick the year prior. Now you add in Caleb Williams. Now you add in Roma Dunze. How good do you think the Bears could be here in year number one of the Caleb Williams era?
Oh, I think they can be damn good, honestly. I think they can be as scary, if not scarier, than any offense that the Bears have ever seen, that Chicago Bear fans have ever seen, honestly. You finally have a talent at the quarterback position that truly, I mean, I said this before, that truly has the talent, if everything goes well, if you hit it right, to be a Hall of Famer. And his floor be Jay Cutler. I don't think there's any way he throws less than 3,800 yards. I really don't. Not with the weapons he have, not with the offense that they're running. I don't think there's any way. And that's the most yards that Jay Cutler threw. I think he threw maybe 28 touchdowns in a year. I think that is the floor for Caleb Williams, even in his rookie year. With the weapons, they're scary, man. As defensive coordinators, I'm telling you, Minnesota, Green Bay, and Detroit Lions, they're scratching their head right now, I tell you.
I would be disappointed if this team doesn't make the playoffs. Like, I'm not going to say go win a division, but 9-8, 10-7 easily makes the playoffs, it feels like, in the NFC now. This is a team that had seven wins a year ago. We saw what C.J. Stroud did in year one, taking over a team that was actually worthy of the second overall pick, and he doesn't have the talent that Caleb Williams is walking into. So they don't make the playoffs, I'd be kind of disappointed at this stage.
No, I'm right there with you. I'd be very disappointed. Honestly, I'd be very disappointed if they're not competing for the division title. I mean, let's face it. When we're looking back at last year, this team is clearly a more talented football team. Now, the chemistry and all that stuff has to come. It's good that they've been already working together as far offensively. The defense should take a step forward. You got more explosive players on offense. They beat Detroit last year, and they should have beat them twice. So you're telling me with that team last year, they beat them, and this team right here shouldn't be in that running? And Kirk Cousins is gone from Minnesota. I'm not saying I think it's there. Green Bay is Green Bay, right? They're Green Bay, and that's always the hurdle. I said a lot that back in 2001, I believe it was, the Bears went. I wasn't on the team at that time, but the Bears went 13-3, and they lost both games. They lost two of the three to Green Bay. It's always that hurdle, right? It's just they're that hurdle. And then you go up to 2010, who stops the Bears from getting to the Super Bowl? It is Green Bay, because the Bears couldn't put them away at the end of the season. It's always Green Bay. So you know you're going to have to go up there, but when we go up there, when they come to Soldier Field, we actually have an offense that if they want to get in a shootout, well, hell, we can get in a shootout too.
Alex Brown is here with us. You look at this division from top to bottom. We know what Detroit is and what Detroit has built the last few years. They're a legitimate Super Bowl contender. We've talked about the Bears potentially being a playoff team. But even you look at Green Bay, who, right, great year one as a starter for Jordan Love. We'll see what year two looks like. But even Minnesota, I know they got some work to do defensively, but they got weapons on the offensive side of the ball. Top to bottom, this is just a well-rounded division right now.
It is. And I think the Bears competed last year, and I thought they needed some help in certain areas. I think they went out and got that help. When you add in Romo Dunze, you add in a Keenan Allen, you add in DeAndre Swift, you add in Caleb Williams. I mean, it's just your team has to take a step forward. And when you look at those games that we played against those teams, this is going to be a totally different team that we're going to put on the field this year. So the expectation is there. I think that's something that you have to take into consideration, because expectations puts a little more pressure on you. So I'm with you as far as them making the playoffs. I think they should. I'd be a little bit disappointed if they weren't competing for that division, though. I think they can win the division this year and everybody come back and say, oh, I think they're a year ahead, just like they were talking about with Houston. So I think we're a more talented football team than Houston. If Caleb Williams can have a similar year to what C.J. Stroud had, there's no reason we shouldn't win the division.
I know you're confident in the Bears, but does that mean you expect a drop-off here from the Detroit Lions, that maybe what they did last year isn't sustainable?
Oh, not at all. I think Detroit's good. I think they're a good football team. But when you mention last year, you bring up last year, and well, we beat them. We beat them last year. And the last game, I mean, they scored 14 points in the last 4 minutes of the game to beat us up in Detroit. So I think we had the team last year to beat them twice. I definitely believe we have the team this year, assuming no injuries and all that stuff, right? So that we can go up there and beat them at their place and beat them at our place. So if they're the standard now, which I always think Green Bay is the team that you have to kind of measure yourself on, because they're always good. And that's why I can't stand them, but they're always good. So you just got to we go beat them and we got a shot.
Talking to Alex Brown, former Pro Bowl defensive end for the Chicago Bears. Let me take you to the ninth pick. I think Romo Dunze, like we did a segment, who are the three best players in the draft if you can't pick quarterbacks? And mine were Marvin Harrison Jr., Joe Alt, the offensive tackle, and then I loved Romo Dunze throughout this draft process, what he was able to do last year at Washington. Were you on board, even though they already added Keenan Allen, you have DJ Moore, were you on board with the ninth pick, or did you think that maybe they should have used it on a defensive player?
Well, I think there's a couple of things that play a factor in this. As long as Joe Alt won there, I'm good. Like, we trade back, we take Romo Dunze. I think he's a heck of a player, don't get me wrong. And we're not in the meeting. We're not in that room with Ryan Poles taking those phone calls as far as what people are willing to give up to trade. So you have to take that into consideration. Maybe he just wasn't getting what he wanted, and there was a hell of a player there. And then you have to take what they've been saying is that they didn't think this could ever happen. And when he failed to them, they were just ecstatic about it. And there was no chance they were going to give that pick away without something absolutely crazy as far as an offer coming from another team. So I'm excited about it. The fact that we have him now, I think it's expensive for a third receiver. But if you're going to run three receiver sets and you're going to get out there and run it around, I mean, our offensive coordinator come from Seattle, where he had DK Metcalf. He had they added Njigba with other kid, Tyler Lockett. So he's had experience with three receivers and being able to get them the football. So I don't think it's going to be a problem. DeAndre Swift in the backfield, he's a problem there. This offense is going to be scary. I really believe that if Caleb turns out to be what I believe he can be, and I think he's going to be a hell of a player.
You're confident. You should be confident. I wonder, though, is there a large portion of the fan base that's like, we've been told before that we have the guy. You know, Justin Fields is supposed to be the guy. He's going to get 4,000 yards passing. Now Caleb Williams, the number one overall pick. We know that there's been a long list of quarterbacks in Chicago where it's like, oh, man, the standard's pretty low there. Is the overall fan base pretty confident? There's still some people saying, let's see him get on the field before we get all crazy and delirious.
Oh, no, it's let's see him get on the field and before we get all crazy. But my thing is, it's like a marriage. You go into the marriage, you go all in, and you just pray like hell they don't break your heart, right? Like, that's it. Don't ease into it. Just jump right in and go buy the damn jersey. Like, go do it. Like, be happy that you have a quarterback that has that upside. And hopefully, if we're lucky and he actually reaches that upside or goes beyond it, man, we're going to be happy for a long, long time in Chicago. So I say go all in and let's see what happens. I mean, we've had our hearts broken before, so it's not like we're not used to it, right? So go in. Let's do it.
And the other thing, too, on the rookie contract, hey, yeah. If this is a problem, you got to go give Caleb Williams in a few years a 5 to 6 year extension and you got to pay him $50, $60 million a year. You want that problem, yep. But you got to be aggressive. Like, this team has enough to be a playoff team. You got to be aggressive early and not kind of have everyone operating with kid gloves on.
Yeah, I think I put them. I can't wait to see them kind of come together, and they played them first couple games. But to make a run like what Cincinnati made, when nobody thought Cincinnati would make that run a few years ago, it was just like, can they do that? They have the pieces. The defense played like a top five defense the last half of the year. If they can pick up right there and be a top seven defense, oh, absolutely. I don't think they're just a playoff team. I think you better watch out in the NFC.
He's Alex Brown, former Bears Pro Bowl defensive end. Now does a great job, NBC Sports Chicago, giving us a little perspective after the Bears. I think they won the draft, getting Caleb number one and then Roma Dunze in at number nine, and now everyone getting a little crazy in a good way with the Chicago Bears. So, Alex, we appreciate you coming on and giving us a few minutes today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.